It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, we're going to begin reading with the first verse today, and we'll read through the 20th verse. And so please that you open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. While you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Please that you get an opportunity. Why, drop us a note, a card. I'd love to know that that you're saved. You've been saved through the program. The program is helping you to grow. I just would love to hear from you. Now, if you've opened your Bibles to chapter 37 of Genesis, we're going to begin reading today. Genesis chapter 37, beginning to read with verse 1. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, their sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said unto him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us? And shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, They are departed hence, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren, and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, cast him into some pit, and we will say, Some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. Let's begin with prayer after we've read the precious word today. Father, I thank you for this opportunity that we can come together. It's such a joy to open your word, to fellowship over your word. And today is no different. Every day is an exciting day. Being a believer in you, Lord Jesus, being able to walk with you, fellowship with you, study your precious word, learn your ways, and follow after your ways. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us each and every day, that you will let us see your way and be obedient to it. We have these few minutes today to be together. Now, please, Lord, that you will touch each and every one of our hearts with your word. Through the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of God will touch us and direct us, Father, please, please let us listen carefully. If we're being touched by the Spirit of God today in a way that is exposing our sin, is showing us who we really are, and if we have never come by faith to you, that sin is still against us. We still have no fellowship. If we would pray unto you, Father, and not have the covering of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over our sins, that our sins are taken away from as far as the east is from the west, if Father, we have never come by faith to your Son, the Lord Jesus, we can't come to you. The only way we can come to you, Father, is to come through your Son, by your Son. So please, Father, help folks to see that if they call upon you for prayer and says, God, will you please do this? And God, will you show me this? Help them see that they cannot call upon you unless they have called upon your Son first and come by faith to him. Please, that they see their sin, see their Savior being Jesus Christ, and trust in him today. And please guide and lead us through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We find that Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his fathers was a stranger. And you know, as we know, they originally came from Ur of Chaldees and then came over into the land of Canaan to possess it. And we have Abraham and then Isaac and then Jacob and Esau. And the last time we were together, we went through all the descendants of Esau, or at least what is written here. And basically, they're never spoken of again other than just a reference when it comes against the people of Israel. And so we'll find the rest of this book is about the line of Jacob. But this one chapter was held, and some ask, you know, why do you read all those names, stumble through all those names? It's because it's in God's Word. And there's a purpose for it, and if you think that the names were long and the listing was long, it's very, very short, and the life and the good that Esau has done as far as for the good of the furthering the gospel is non-existent. There is nothing good of the line of Esau. All they are trouble unto the nation of Israel. And so we read through those names. We find now that they live in Edom. They're called Edomites. And we continue now in the 37th chapter to look at this man named Jacob. Again, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's where the line come. It wasn't Abraham and then Ishmael and through that direction at all. It went Abraham, Isaac, then from Isaac to Jacob. And this is the beautiful line that we see going all the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. And through here, we also see many beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we don't want to miss any of this as we come together and enjoy this study today. So Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. And so you see, God given this land is promised unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to their descendants. But at this point in time, they're still just kind of strangers in the land. If you'll remember some of the things that has happened in the past, they were even fearful for their life for things that had happened. They thought that the people of the land would come to get them and to attack them in Jacob's family. But if you remember, Jacob had clear sailing. There was no everyone held and felt the fear of God as they were traveling through. If you would have the opportunity to look on a map, you'll find that Hebron is south of Jerusalem, on south of Bethlehem, and it's a land down there that's very common in the scripture, the land of Hebron, and we hear it many times. That's where this man named Jacob was living now and his family. But as they had great herds, we find that they would find themselves quite a ways away from home in feeding their flocks. And so if you come up the map, and we'll find that they are going to go to a place called Shechem, and then on to Dothan. And as you go from Hebron to Jerusalem, and then you've got that distance greater than that again to Shechem, and then almost again to Dothan. And so we are a long ways north of where we're going to end up before the day is over today. But to begin with here, why we need to look at another generation, and that's of Joseph. We go Jacob, and now we're looking at Joseph. Now, as we look at Joseph, we need to remember that Jacob married Leah and Rachel, and then we have Bilhah and Zilpah, the two handmaidens. And so that's the four wives that has given us the 12 sons to be the 12 tribes of Israel. But we know that Rachel is the one that Jacob loved from the start. His love was set upon Rachel. He loved Rachel. And Rachel was barren for many years while Zilpah and Bilhah and Leah all has given Jacob children. There was Rachel. Rachel was unable to. And finally then, she gave birth to Joseph. And we know then, just by a couple chapters back, that then she did give birth to one more child, and that was Benjamin, and she died in giving birth to Benjamin. And so there are two children, and we are told here in the second verse that now Joseph is 17 years old. And so being 17 years old, being the one that, being the son of the one that Jacob really loved, being Rachel, Joseph became very, very special. He was quite a bit younger than the rest, and so he was 17 years old, it is said here, and so we kind of find that Joseph is doing something that no father should ever do. He should not show special kindness towards one of the children over another. And yet it's very common, it's kind of almost human nature, that you kind of favor one child over another child. And so we shouldn't do that. We need to love them equally, help them equally, guide them, teach them the Word of God on an equal basis, that they will all grow up to know and to love the Lord Jesus Christ, and to serve Him, and to be something of value in society, that they are not trouble all the time. Well, I think that's part of the problem. The other sons, of Jacob here, they felt this and became very jealous of Joseph. And it started very early on when Joseph was just old enough, I think, to walk and to be around. They saw Jacob favoring Joseph. The rest of the brothers did, and they didn't like it. And so we find here very early, these are the generations of Jacob, verse 2. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. He did learn to work. He wasn't, sometimes, you know, we go back to Jacob and Esau when they were little. It seemed like that Jacob was kind of a mama's boy and Esau was dad's boy. Well, here we find that Jacob, he should have learned. He should have known that combination doesn't work. He got himself into a lot of trouble because of those showing favor one to the other in his early days. So he should have known better than that. But, you know, sometimes we repeat. And so we find here that he does just that. He loves and he favors this young man named Joseph. And he was right there close to him. And Joseph does something here. And a lot of folks think that he was just maybe very naive as far as when he saw his brethren doing some evil things, and we're not really sure what it was. But whatever it was, Joseph brought a report back to his father, and it wasn't a good report. Do you know what my brothers are doing? And he probably named them by name and went right down the names. Do you know what my brothers are doing? They're doing this bad work and this bad deed. And now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Two reasons. It was between Joseph and Benjamin were born when Jacob was old. At the same time, it was from the bride, the one that he truly loved. And Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made a coat of many colors. And there's kind of we always think of that. If you've ever had a Bible story that you've seen, why, it's the coat of many colors, and you see these beautiful colors, and it could have been just that the very clothing that he had could have been very special, from very expensive probably, and it was a wonderful gift that was given unto Joseph. The problem is that we're back to the same thing. That just made Joseph stand out all the more when Dad would show favoritism to Joseph over the other children. The other children, I'm sure, had plenty, but they still realized and saw Jacob just didn't seem to love the rest of the children like he did Joseph. And he gave him this special coat on top of it. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him more and could not speak peaceably unto him. So there was quite a friction here between Joseph and the other 10. Now, when I say 10, because Benjamin is still at home, Benjamin's still very young. And so we have the 10 of the Leah's, Bilhah's, and Zilpah's children is who we're really talking about here. And so we got a problem, and he's received this special gift, and it just made it all the worse. And they didn't hate Jacob, they hated Joseph. If Joseph was out of the road, then we'd be fine. They didn't hate their dad, they hated their brother. And this hatred just continued to grow. And he said they could not speak peaceably. They just could not talk to them. And I've seen families like that they cannot converse. One child can't converse with another in the same family. There's just such a hatred for them somewhere along the line. Well, the only way that can be cured, the only way that can be healed, taken care of, is that if you come by faith to Jesus Christ and turn to the Lord Jesus and ask him to forgive you of your sins, and then ask them if Jesus Christ will forgive you for the sins that you have placed on others, and he will forgive you. He is faithful to forgive you, to set you free from that burden. But that's where it begins. You know, we try to put a good face on and everything else, but it lasts about 2 seconds, and then we're angry again. But when God does a work in our heart, that's when you see the change. Well, here we find that even though these are the 10 sons of Jacob, they sure don't have the heart of God. Now, you think they're the chosen of the budding of the nation of Israel. This is the earliest stages of the nation of Israel. And you think they are God's chosen people. They have got to have a love for God. They don't. God has chosen them. They have not, and God didn't choose the nation of Israel, didn't choose this family because they were so good. He chose them. And he gives them a special blessing from the beginning. Now here, as we look at Israel, now remember that's Jacob. Israel loved Joseph more than all the children, verse 3. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him all the more, in verse 4. Now, something that's going to add to this problem is Joseph begins to dream, to have a dream. Now, today, God can show you things in his word, and he can guide and lead you, and he can bring thoughts into your mind. But be careful when you say, you know, I had a dream last night and God has shown me something I need to do. The first thing that you need to do when that has happened is to go into the Word of God and see that, the Word of God confirms that. If it is any way against the Word of God, in any way, that dream wasn't of God. That dream was of the devil. And so that's the first thing that you need to do. If something like that would happen, you would need to go. If it was to go to the mission field or do something, whatever it is, go to the Word of God and ask the Spirit of God. The only way you can do that is if you're born again. God's not going to show you a dream if you're lost, if you've never come by faith, if you have no personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I know where that dream came from. He has given you the Word. He has given us Jesus Christ. We need to come to the Lord Jesus for salvation and then begin that wonderful walk. But Joseph here, prior to the Lord Jesus going to the cross, many times God would show himself to people through dreams. And he's doing that here. Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream. Joseph had this dream. Joseph has already been favored by his father from the start. Joseph has gotten this beautiful coat, this beautiful garb that he can wear that makes him stand out and just makes the brothers all the more angry and all the more jealous and all the more that they hate him, as the scripture tells us. Now comes the dream. And he said to them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And again, Joseph, you know, many times you'll find that someone that is so loved by their parents that they do some things to that child that they shouldn't, and that is that they baby them, they pamper them. I've known folks for years that have done that. They take a child, maybe the child is a little bit sickly when they're young, and they take that child and they just smother them. Well, when they get old, they don't know what to do. You know, it's not good that we need to teach our children how to work. You know, we're good at teaching our children how to play. We need to teach our children how to work. That's of value. We need to teach them to respect their elders and to work. The rest of it's natural to them. We don't have to teach them how to play. That comes natural to them. Thankfully enough, Jacob did. I mean, it seems as though that he worked the flocks with his brethren, even though he was 17 years old. He's not all that old, if you think about that. You may have children or grandchildren that are 17 years old. You may be 17 years old yourself. And you think about what's going to happen to Jacob in this chapter. Don't miss it. We're not going to get to it today. But be with us next time, because don't miss what happens to Joseph. And remember, he's just 17 years old. God shows him this, gives him this dream. And it says that, behold, we are binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood around about and made obeisance to my sheaf. Well, what's that mean? You know, do we need to interpret the dream? They understood the dream. His brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Now, look at what happened here. You know, he comes up and what Joseph tells his brethren, he says, here's my dream. We're out gathering the stalks, the sheaves, and we're out there working, and all of a sudden I stand up and all you line up around me and give obeisance. You obey me, you listen to my commands. And again, they understood that quickly, because they said, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Remember, only Benjamin is younger, and he's not there. These are all older brothers. Now, how often does the youngest of the family, it would make a statement like this to the elders of that family? They're all siblings, all brothers and sisters. But you think about what would happen here if they would say something. They're 17 years old, and maybe someone else is 10, 15 years older than that, and 20 years older than that. And you're standing there, and you're saying, you're gonna obey me. Well, they didn't like that. Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him all the more. And then they had another dream in verse 9, and he dreamed yet another dream, and he told it to his brethren and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars hath obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream? Now, again, did you understand it when I went through the ninth verse and read it concerning the sun, the moon, and the stars, and being obedient to him? Well, Jacob sure did, and so did the brethren. He told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. He listened. He listened, and he knew what that meant. That his whole family would bow down to Joseph, would depend upon him, would obey his words. The brethren, that just made him all the more angry and all the more hateful. But it didn't to the father, Jacob. Jacob kind of took it to heart. His brethren went to feed his father's flock in Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, remember, Jacob is Israel. So Israel sent unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem. Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said unto him, I am here. Notice the obedience. Notice the obedience. Even though he was shown this special attention, it seems as though that Rachel was the sweetest, the kindest, and it seems that into Joseph and Benjamin, this love and this desire to serve and this somewhat of a humble heart all came into these boys. They learned that, I think, more from their mother than from their father. Benjamin, of course, didn't, because she died in giving birth to him. But it seems like that stayed with them. It was just there. And we find now that he obeyed his father, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it is well with thy brethren and well with their flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron and came to Shechem. Now again, if you would take a look, it is a long way from Hebron. You know, I don't know how the paths would go to get all the way to Shechem and then on up to Dothan, which is the final place they get to. But some guesstimate it to be as much as 100 miles. Now, you know, today you jump in an automobile and you drive 100 miles, why, you know, you're there in 2 hours or less. I guarantee you it took longer for Joseph to get up to check on his brethren to Shechem than it did just a couple of hours. It took many days for him to travel up there. Think about how far, and it's north, think how far away they are. Because next time we come together, I want you to realize, and maybe you already know the story, of what his brother is going to do to him. Please, as we look to the Word of God, and we look at this man named Joseph, we're going to see a lot of similarities with the Lord Jesus. Don't miss the next time we come together. It's a great opportunity we have to study God's Word. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?